I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds. It's 90 degrees. KSL's top story is developing news. There's no getting through the intersection at 4500 South and 2300 East. Unified police are responding to what they're calling an officer-involved critical incident. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is there live right now. Paul, what's going on?
Well, for right now, we are still waiting for some updated information, Jeff, about the actual incident here. At first, we were told that maybe an officer had been shot, but we're hearing that that is not the case. But what I can see right now is that they basically have 45th South shut off by 2300 East. I can still see what looks like a motorcycle in the middle of the intersection, right next to a Chevron. It looks like it's in the westbound turning lane, but I can still see that lots of officers are on the scene, and witnesses are trying to just kind of crane to see what they can see as everybody's just trying to wait to find out what exactly happened for right here. But this place is shut down tighter than a drum. Nobody will be able to get past the intersection of 4500 East and 4400 South and 2300 East. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Paul, very quickly, has Unified Police set any kind of update or discussion of what happened in the next few minutes?
Well, the last tweet that they sent out was just that there was a officer was not shot, and they told us where the staging area is going to be. But apart from that, there are not a lot of details being released about what's going on just yet.
And so we wait. Stay with us for the very latest from Holiday here on KSL News Radio. Paul Nelson is there waiting for details. KSL News Time 4:02. We set two records in Utah today, and not the kind we want. 911 new coronavirus cases and an 11.9% infection rate. Both never before seen COVID numbers in Utah so far. Governor Herbert is calling it a warning sign.
This is not a good news day, but it's not a one that we say the sky is falling either. We are as a state in a good position.
Orem is not thinking about a mask mandate for right now, even though Utah County has seen a big spike in positive coronavirus test results. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says there's a couple reasons for that.
Mayor Richard Brunst says they probably don't have enough police to enforce the rules in a city of 100,000. It's a similar complaint Provo police made after that city passed its own mandate. Plus, with so many shops and restaurants in Orem, as well as city buildings, schools, and hospitals requiring masks, the mayor says it's almost like having a mandate.
He says most places do a great job enforcing their mask mandates, and he sees a lot of people wearing their masks voluntarily around Orem. A lot of talk, but still no sign of stimulus relief from Congress. Maria Chaleos is live with the very latest at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House of Representatives will remain in session until Congress passes a new relief bill. Pelosi says she's proud Democrats voted against a $500 billion Republican bill in the Senate last week.
I salute the Senate Democrats for their strong voices in calling for what is necessary to crush the virus.
That's something GOP Senator John Kennedy takes issue with.
Those who persist in talking about how much we're spending miss the entire issue. The issue is what do we need to spend more money on?
White House officials say the administration may work directly with Speaker Pelosi to pass a bill. Justice Department prosecutors are looking into the possibility of bringing criminal or civil charges against local officials in Portland, Oregon, over their handling of weeks of protests. The protests for a period laid siege to a federal courthouse and other buildings. The idea is part of Attorney General William Barr's push for aggressive action by federal prosecutors against violence surrounding nationwide nationwide protests. And President Trump is announcing the formation of a new commission to create school programming that teaches students to celebrate American history.
By viewing every issue through the lens of race, they want to impose a new segregation, and we must not allow that to happen.
The president condemning a New York Times project which focuses on how black people have been treated in America dating back to the arrival of the first slave ship. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
So, what are we doing to avoid election interference? Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the FBI officer over the Utah area gave a briefing today to help voters know what they're doing to help fight election crime. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says they investigate ballot fraud, civil rights violations, and campaign finance crimes.
Bottom line is, what we want the public to understand is we do investigate violations of federal election crimes, and we want the public's help in that. The only way that we can know if something is amiss is if people tell us.
Things you can look out for are voter suppression on social media and campaign donation scams. Nationally, FBI Director Christopher Wray told House lawmakers about election threats, and he says they've noticed a continuous Russian campaign to discredit Joe Biden.
The intelligence community has assessed this publicly to denigrate Vice President Biden and what the Russians see as kind of an anti-Russian establishment.
Ray said that his biggest concern related to election security is the steady drumbeat of misinformation and amplification of smaller cyber intrusions that could sow distrust in the results of the election. KSL News Time, 405.
And a quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, where are the trouble spots?
Well, of course, 4500 South, 2300 East, as we've just mentioned. You need to avoid that area completely and use an alternate route. And we are starting to see traffic slowing down, way down. Northbound I-15 from the Southtown Mall up to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You know, if radio was like baseball, I'd have sent my cardboard cutout to work today. But I'm here in the flesh, and my minute of news is next.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.